أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على محمد صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد إخواني وأخواتي my dear brothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We are in the month of Ramadan and this is the month of dua. The month of dua in which when we read the verses which discuss the fasting of the month of Ramadan in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, we find that one of those verses, a group of verses from Ayah 183 to 186 or 7, they discuss about the ahkam and different issues concerning the fasting of the month of Ramadan. Ayah number 186, specifically, it talks about the issue of dua. So if you look at Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah 186, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. This ayah is very important concerning with the issue of dua. Allah here in this ayah is talking to our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And he's telling him, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ, when they ask you, you here meaning beloved messenger, عِبَادِ, my servants, when they ask you, عَنِّي, about me, where am I? وَعَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامُ Where am I? Am I near, far? فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, tell them that I am so closer to them. I, Allah, I am so closer to them when they ask you, where am I? I'm too near. Not only that, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ, I answer, I reply the dua of the person who does dua. I answer the supplication of the suppliant. If he asks me, I will answer his dua. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Allah puts conditions there. Dua, he says, Udu'uni astajib lakum, in another part of the Holy Quran, ask me and I'll answer you. However, in this ayah, Allah says, Ujibu da'watad da'i, I answer the supplication of the suppliant when he supplicates to me. However, the condition is فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي, they have to reply to my conditions. They have to fulfill those conditions. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي, number one. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي, and number two, they need to believe in me. Condition number two. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, in order for them that they may walk in the right way. So we find that in this ayah, number one, Allah is qareeb. If we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our du'as, He will answer our du'as. However, we need to fulfill the conditions of du'as. These are, number one, all the conditions which are there, we have to ask Allah that du'a you ask Him, you ask the dua which there is maslaha for you, for your family, for the community. The maslaha which is something which can be fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course there are other conditions which are not wajib but mustahab, facing towards Qibla, having wudu when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling his duties and wajibat. Then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, I will reply to your dua, wal yu'minu bi, believe in me when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So qadiyatul dua qadiyya muhimma khususan fi shahr Ramadan, wa nahnu fi hadha shahr huwa shahrul dua. Wa hinama nanzur ila al-Qur'an al-Karim najid aya 186 khususan tatakallam 'an ad-du'a. Hadhihi al-aya al-muhimma taqul wa idha sa'alaka 'ibadi 'anni fa inni qarib ujibu da'wata ad-da'i idha da'an falyastajibu li wa liyu'minu bi la'allahum yarshudun. Hinama nanzur ila khutbati ash-sha'baniyya najid anna ar-rasul sallallahu 'alayhi wa alihi wa sallam hinama kana يتكلم مع صحابته قبيل شهر رمضان في هذه الخطبة المباركة من ضمن الكلام يقول فصلوا الله ربكم بنيات صادقة وقلوب طاهرة. هذه الشروط. صلوا الله ربكم بنيات صادقة وقلوب طاهرة. يعني حينما نريد أن ندعو الله سبحانه وتعالى علينا أن نصفي أنفسنا وقلوبنا المفروض تكون طاهرة ونحن نكون مجدين في الدعاء حتى يجب الله سبحانه وتعالى أدعيتنا. وفي الحديث الرسول صلى الله عليه وآله يقول الدعاء يرد القضاء لو كانت هناك بلاء التي سوف ينزل بنا أو علينا أن ندعو الله سبحانه وتعالى الدعاء سوف يرد هذا القضاء. والدعاء كما جاء في الحديث هو مخ العبادة, يعني حينما نقوم بأنواع مختلفة للعبادة دعاء هو مخ العبادة. معناه ماذا؟ لو قمنا بكل أعمال التي تسمى بالعبادة ونحن لا ندعو الله سبحانه وتعالى كأننا لا نعترف بوجود الله سبحانه وتعالى, حيث نعرف نعلم أن في الدعاء هو التكلم مع الله سبحانه وتعالى والتضرع به وتطهير لقلوبنا وعلامة الخشوع. When we do dua, we understand that in the khutbah al-sha'baniyya of the Holy Prophet, he says, in the month of Ramadan specifically, salu rabbakum, when you ask Allah, ask him biniyatin sadiqa, with pure intention, sadiqa, wa qulubin tahira, and your heart should be pure from all those vices which may block your du'as to be replied. We need to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with pure hearts, and our thoughts should be pure, that when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our du'as will be accepted. We understand that in the hadith of the Holy Prophet, he says, "Ad-du'a yaruddu al-qada," that du'a can stop the qada, the decree, and the measure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he, Allah, has already put in plan something to happen to us. It is only the du'a which can stop whatever calamity which is known by the angels will come to us. You have seen sometimes someone walks in the street and all of a sudden he crosses the road, a big accident happens. You ask, what happened here? It's the dua, could be the dua. If there are many reasons, one of those reasons could be the dua. So dua plays a major role in our lives. In another hadith we understand that the Holy Prophet says, الدُّعَاء مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ, that dua is the essence of ibadah. All the acts of worship we do them, they are good. However, if the element of dua is missing in our acts of worship, it means we have not understood the meaning of ibadah. Because dua makes us to be able to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the famous saying says, when Allah wants to talk to you, because there's no wahi, so we don't receive Jibreel alayhi salam, There's no that direct communication between us and Allah, but if Allah wants to talk to you and me, we read Quran. Then we understand that Allah talks to us. What if we want to talk to Allah? If we want to talk to Allah, the way is through dua. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Waqina adhaban nar. And so on and so forth. Here you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the way of dua is so special that we understand when we do dua, there are many things which are happening. Number one, we are communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, there is that tadharru. We show the sign of humility, the sign of humbleness, that we are not arrogant, Ya Allah, that we neglect your existence. We know that you exist. And in order for us to show humility in front of Allah, we do dua. Oh Allah, give us this. Oh Allah, we ask you to give this to us. Oh Allah, protect us from this and that. This is the way we show humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, when we do that, Allah always will love us. Alhamdulillah, the madrasa of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, the school which we follow, is the school of dua. This school of dua, you see Rasulullah, you see Amirul Mu'mineen, you see Zahra salamullahi alayha, you see all the a'imma of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they used to have special moment with Allah when they used to ask Allah in their different du'as. Now, because we follow Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, we are the people of du'a. And that's why if you compare the madhab of Ahlul Bayt and other madhahib, you will see that this school of Ahlul Bayt, we have plenty of books of du'as. Many, many. The famous one is Mafatihul Jinan, which alhamdulillah most of us we have come across this particular dua. Sheikh Abbas Al-Qummi rahmatullahi alayh, the author of this book, all he wanted to do, he said, I look around, I see many ahadith which have been narrated from Ma'asumina alayhim as-salam. My methodology, I want to narrate the du'as which have been narrated or have been recited by Ma'asumina alayhim as-salam. And that's why he compiled the book by the name Mafatihul Jinan, Keys to Paradise. These du'as, if you ask Allah sincerely, they will take you to paradise. If you abide by the conditions and the orders of dua, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may take you to paradise. And when we look at the du'as in Mafatihul Jinan, we find that there are many famous du'as. Dua Jawshan Al-Kabir, which we recite mostly in the month of Ramadan. Dua Jawshan Al-Saghir, Dua Al-Mashlul, and Dua Al-Mujir, and so on and so forth. But there is that dua which is the most important and very famous dua which we recite on every Thursday night, and that is Dua Komel. Like tonight, we are going to recite this special dua. Brothers and sisters, do not waste your time. When the time of dua comes, please sit down. Read dua. Imam Amirul Mu'mineen talks to Komel bin Ziyad. He says, this is the dua of Khidr. If you don't have time to recite this dua, if you cannot get that opportunity to recite this dua, at least recite it every one time in a year. If you have plenty of time, recite the dua every month. If you don't have time at all, read this dua on every 15th night of Sha'ban. If you have time, then recite the dua every Thursday night. Why? Because this is a special dua. Whether you understand the whole meanings of the dua or you don't is another issue. However, sit down, show humility, show humbleness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read this dua. I have come across many people who are not followers of Ahlul Bayt. They don't know Imam Amirul Mumin the way you know. They don't know Kumail, even they haven't heard the name. When you give them the dua, they read it, they say, Subhanallah, is there such a dua? What is this dua? Because it's so special in terms of meaning, you talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua Komel is so special, But however, we need to know who is Kumail. Kumail is known as Kumail bin Ziyad al-Nakhai. He was one of the inhabitants of the city of Kufa. Kumail was so active in his life to fight for justice. You can call him a tabi'. He used to live in that time of problems at the time of Khilafah of Uthman, and he spoke publicly against Uthman because of many injustices which were caused through or by the order of Khalifa. And in the year 33 of Hijrah, Kumail, living in Kufa, he was banished to go or to be taken to a city in Syria where he was in jail there by the order of Khalifa. Then Kumail joined the camp of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, and he became as one of the closest companions of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen. We understand that Kumail bin Ziyad, he was one of the people who are known as Al-Qurra, Qurra'ul Qur'an. These were the people who were scholars of the Holy Qur'an. Not only that they read Qur'an, they finished the Holy Qur'an, they memorized Qur'an, but they were the people who knew all the rules and regulations and ahkam of the Holy Qur'an. Kana mu'minan taqiyya. He was a pious person. Until many people, after the death of Kumail, they said he was one of the awliyaullah. If you intercede through the name of Kumail, Allah will accept your dua. And these people are not followers of Ahlul Bayt. These are some of the Sunnis from the school which is known as Sufism. And they acknowledge the position of Kumail. We understand that Kumail bin Ziyad, when he joined the camp of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, and he went to Medina, he was with Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, he became to be known as Sahibu Sirri of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen. Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, when the battle of Jamal took place, he sent Kumail bin Ziyad to talk to Abdullah bin Umar bin al-Khattab to make him come and join the camp of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen. Why? Because he was eloquent. He could convey the message of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen properly. And he did so. But however, Abdullah did not join the camp of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen. When the battle of Siffin took place, you could see Kumail was one of the governors of the army of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen. This particular person, when Imam Amirul Mu'mineen came to know his sincerity and hard-working person, he made him as a governor of the city which is known as Hit in that area of Syria. However, when he went to fight against the people who came to cause problems in that city, and he left the city without anyone to guard it, Amirul Mu'mineen wrote a letter, which you can find it in Nahjul Balagha, letter number 61. He admonishes Kumail and he says, why did you leave the city without a governor? This could make the city to be in danger. This tells us that for Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, if even you are so closer to him, but if you make any mistake, Imam Amirul Mu'mineen will not keep quiet. Kumail bin Ziyad is known famously for three things. Number one, hadith, which is known as hadithul ilm, the hadith of knowledge. One day Imam Amirul Mu'mineen was talking to Kumail, and he said, O Kumail, know that there are three types of people. There are three groups of people when you look at any community. Number one, he says, Alimun Rabbani. They are those people who are scholars, and they are scholars for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You follow them, they will take you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will make you go closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second group of people, he says, wa muta'allimun fi sabilin najah. They are those people who seek knowledge in order for them to find salvation, in order for them to be guided. They live in this world, whether they are young or old, they don't stop gaining knowledge because they want to get that hidayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that guidance. And the third group, al-hamaj. Imam says this hamaj are the people, whoever comes to say, I am your leader, they are ready to follow him. They are like a flag. Whenever the wind blows, the flag will go there. He says within the communities there are such a people. He says, these are the troublemakers. You need to be aware of them. Who is the narrator of this hadith? Kumail bin Ziyad. Kumail is known as well for the second hadith, which is known Hadith al-Haqiqah. This hadith talks about Haqiqatullah, the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a lot of discussion from our ulama about this particular hadith. And of course, Kumail is known famously by the dua, which is known as dua Kumail. This dua, which we recite every Thursday night, how did it happen? When Imam Amirul Mu'minin salamullahi alayhi went to Basra to fight the people of Jamal. There, one day, Imam Amirul Mu'minin was talking to people about the dua. And he said to them, you need to be very close to Allah through the method of dua. And then while Imam was talking to people, he mentioned that there is dua which is known as dua of Khidr. Khidr, as you know, the story between Musa and Khidr, as is mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. Imam talked about dua of Khidr, and he said this is a special dua, very important. And people finish the listening of the lecture of Imam Amirul Mu'minin. They dispersed, everyone went home. Kumail went home. While he was at his house, it was almost in the middle of night. He couldn't sleep. He said, today, Imam Amirul Mu'minin, my Imam, was talking about dua of Khidr, but he did not elaborate more. He did not make it known very well. What is this dua of Khidr? He was thinking. He got out of his house in the middle of night. He went to the house of Imam Amirul Mu'minin. He knocked at the door. Imam Amirul Mu'minin asks, who is there? Kumail said, it's me, O Amirul Mu'minin. Kumail bin Ziyad. He says, what brought you here in the middle of night? He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, dua of Khidr. I want to know this dua. What is this dua of Khidr which you are talking about? Imam brought him in and he said, O Kumail, this is the dua which Rasulullah taught me that Khidr used to recite this dua. And this is very special dua which will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive your sins if you recite this dua sincerely. And he taught the whole dua to Kumail. Kumail was very sharp. He memorized the dua. And that's why when we recite the dua, we call it dua Kumail because of Kumail bin Ziyad. Now, as he mentioned that this dua is so special, number one, it makes you to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay'. O Allah, I ask you, through your rahmah, your mercy, which encompasses everything. Meaning what? There is no anything which exists in this world which could exist without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is Rahman. Bi rahmatika, Rahman. Rahman is the one who gives his sustenance to those people who know him and those who don't know him. Those people who worship him and those who don't worship him. Those people who are known as mu'mineen and those who are known as kuffar. Allah, out of his rahmah and mercy, gives his sustenance to each and everyone in this world. However, in akhirah, Allah is Rahim. Rahim means what? He will take care of those people who used to take care of the affair of Allah here in this world. Now, Kumail memorized the dua. Every Thursday night, he recites the dua. It is upon you and me, brothers and sisters as well, when we hear the dua Kumail being recited, let us sit down with humility, facing towards Qibla, recite the dua, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will answer you. Why? Because this dua has been tried, is one of the mujarrabat which can give you rizq, sustenance easily. Number two, it protects you with enemies, from your enemies. Allah will keep the enemies far away from you if you have the habit of reciting dua Kumail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify you. The heart will be purified from that arrogance because of dua Kumail. Dua Kumail will elevate your status to become a different person. And that's why the people who know the meanings of this dua, when you see them before the dua and after the dua, they will not be the same. Why? Before the dua, they will go there to recite the dua with humility. While they are reciting dua, they look at themselves as if they have wronged themselves. ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي وَتَجَرَّأْتُ بِجَعْلِي. O Allah, during the whole week, from last Thursday to this Thursday, how many sins have I committed? So ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. You talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask Allah to forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify you. And that's why when you look with the people, after finishing the dua kamel, their hearts will be very soft. Dua kamel is so important that Imam Amirul Mu'mineen told kamel, take this as a hirz, as a protection. Never leave this dua. Unfortunately, kamel bin Ziyad lived until in the year 85 or more than that. There came a tyranny by the name Al-Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi. This tyrant, this evil man, he used to kill the Shia of Ali. Whenever he found the Shias, he used to kill them. And he had a very, very big prison, or what you call jail, in Iraq, where 30,000 men and women were kept in this one prison, and there was no any shelter. During summertime, they used to suffer there. During the winter time, they used to suffer there. And whoever used to cry, the guards would be told, go and kill this particular person. He gave the order for many buildings to be built in Iraq. The pillars of those buildings, in each pillar there was a follower of Ali bin Abi Talib, who was buried alive there. Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi was the one who killed Kamel bin Ziyad. Why? Because he was a true follower of Ali bin Abi Talib. And because of that love, he said, I'm ready to die, but I will not be able to leave my Amir, my Imam Amir Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us be able, insha'Allah ta'ala, to recite the dua Kamel properly, insha'Allah, and to comprehend the meanings of this dua, and to make us be able to go for ziyarah of Kamel. Kamel was buried and is buried in Iraq. There is a particular place which is known as Kamel. Many people go there to intercede through this holy personality. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us able, inshallah, to go to the visit and ziyarah of Kamel bin Ziyad. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our du'as and forgive our sins, to increase us in sustenance and knowledge. And we ask Allah to protect our children with all kinds of evils. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Rahim Allah man qara al-Fatiha qablaha as-salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli.